Father, we bless your name. We worship you this morning, for you are God and you are God forevermore. We exalt you, O Lord, for you are God and there is none beside you. Lord, we exalt you, for who is like unto you, O God? Who is like you? For you are glorious in holiness and you are fearful in praise. Thank you for your wonders. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for love, O God. We exalt you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We lift up your name and we say you are God and you are God forevermore. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We lift up your name, O Lord. For you, the Lord, you are great and great is your name. For you, the Lord, you are great and you are greatly to be praised. We exalt you. Father, we are before you today. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Exalt him, for he is the Lord and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day, over this week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day, this week, and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the standard of the Lord over my day, over my week. Any form of evil that is in you is suspended, is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, my journey this day is ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I go this week, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. The banner of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearances of evil over my day, over my week. In the name of Jesus, this day, this week, I will not fall into the snare of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into the wickedness of men. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this week, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. 1,000 will fall by my side and 10,000 by my right hand. It will not come near me. I will not experience the cruelty of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, for I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. The Lord will not allow the rod of the wicked to fall upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, for I am guided by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I am protected by the blood of Jesus. My life is guided by the jealousy of his name. The word of the Lord becomes a command over my day. The voice of the Lord becomes a command over my week. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I legislate blessing over my day, over my week. I legislate favor over my day, over my week. I legislate strength over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, every storm that is in this week, I command you to be silenced in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare the standard of the Lord is raised over this week, over every day in this week, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes like a flood, the standard of the Lord will silence them. In the name of Jesus, every gathering coming together of the wicked over my life is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every cancer that is being taken in the coven of the cruelty over my life is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. The Lord set confusion in their midst in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every evil word that is spoken concerning me will not stand. Every evil tongue that speaks evil concerning me is condemned in the name of Jesus. I pull down the stronghold of the wicked over this week. You will not stand. I bring you under the obedience of the Lord Jesus. I cancel every evil imagination, every siege of the wicked. You are over in the name of Jesus. You will not stand, for the Lord my God is with me. In the name of Jesus, I therefore declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Brethren, I want us to lift up our voice and pray concerning the children that are still in the captivity of the wicked. I want you to pray and tell the Lord that, Father, you will intervene in the name of Jesus. Father, you arise on behalf of these precious ones. Father, these are your heritage. We are not only praying concerning the ones that are taken from their study places in Oyo State, but for those that has been captured all over Nigeria, north, south, east, and west. Father, arise and deliver these ones and anyone that has been in the captivity of the wicked. Arise, O God. Arise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have respect for your covenant over Nigeria, for the dark places of this world are the habitation of cruelty. These wicked ones want to turn Nigeria to become an habitation of cruelty. Lord, you will not allow them. You will arise in your power and you will scatter their coming together in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit their camp with vengeance. Let your mercy cease over them because they have chosen to incline their hearts to wickedness. Father, you will visit their camp. Your mercy will no longer stay over them. You will deliver your people by your strong and mighty hand, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will show yourself strong and you will deliver these people. In the name of Jesus, Father, in your own way, not in the ways of men, Lord, in your own way, in a way by which you alone will take the glory, you will arise and you will deliver these people. Visit their camp with vengeance. In the name of Jesus, you will set ambushments against them. You will confuse their language, that they will rise up against each other. You will end the reign of terror in this nation. You will dethrone the wicked. You will establish your judgment. Establish your kingdom over this nation. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, and let this wicked people, wicked men, be scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayers. Let's pray for them. Please do not listen to all these fallacies that is moving around on the internet, that people are peddling around, that prayer is not the way. Please pray. You do not have access to a way by which you can defend yourself. Your defense is in God. Put your trust in Him. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation and I will be exalted in the earth." Even when the oceans is moved and the mountains are moved from where they are, the oceans are raging and mountains be moved into the waters, the Lord our God, the Lord your God, the Lord my God is with me. Continue in prayers that the hand of the Lord will be upon you and your household, that the Lord himself will be to show protection over you. Pray, continue to pray that the Lord himself will intervene in the matters of this nation, because this is beyond the natural. There are powers of darkness that are hell-bent on destroying this nation. They want to turn Nigeria to become an habitation of wickedness. Oh, but the Lord will arise because of his covenant over this nation. He will arise and he will dethrone them. He will arise and he will cancel plans of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is going to happen, it will not hurt you, for the Lord is with you. It will not hurt me and my household, for the Lord is with me. It will not hurt you and your household, for the Lord is with you, in the name of Jesus. This morning, by the grace of God, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you. Today is Monday, the first day of the working week. I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you. I'm going to be bringing it from the book of Psalm 46, from verse 1 to verse 11. Let's read Psalm 46 from verse 1 to verse 11 first. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just as the break of dawn. The nation raged, kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Go back to verse 1. The scripture says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this week. The Lord God is your refuge. He is your hiding place. The Lord is your strength and salvation. He is your ever-present help in times of trouble. The Lord is the strength of your life, for your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Therefore, fear has no place in your life. Therefore, evil has no place in your path, in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord, the jealousy of his name and his word is with you, is upon your life and upon your portion. The standard of the Lord is lifted ready to defend you at every junction of your life, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, you will not be afraid of what any man can do, anyone that rise up against you to disturb your peace, to bring wickedness into your portion. They stumble and they fall in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this together with me. Even though the world is in chaos and it like mountains will move into the sea, even if there is storm and the waters be troubled, on this I will always stand. My God is with me. My God is my refuge and my hiding place. I declare over your life, the stream from the presence of the Lord flows through your life, flows through your garden. In the name of Jesus, your life will never know drought, for your life is watered by the Lord himself. I say concerning you, you are the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is always upon you. You are guided by his name. You are guided by his word. In the name of Jesus, for God is in the midst of you. God is with you. You shall not be moved. God is with you at all times. In the name of Jesus, God shall help you. The help of the Lord find you. God himself arise for your help. As the day breaks, so your help will arrive always. I say it again. God shall help you. As the day breaks, so will your help arise always. In the name of Jesus, I say this concerning you. The Lord quench the fiery move of the wicked over you. Whatever it is that they have conspired together, whatever counsel that they have taken together, the Lord quench the fiery move, the fiery decision of the wicked over you. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is your defense. The Lord God is your defense in the name of Jesus. The Lord God is your Jehovah Selah, is your rock, is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Evil gates that has encamped you around, they are lifted up, for the Lord of hosts is here. The Lord God is with you. You overcome this week. In the name of Jesus, I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go this day, this week. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful upon you. The favor of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord is upon you. I place the name of the Lord as a brand upon you. Oh, henceforth, let no man trouble you, for you bear the mark of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. As we see all that is happening around us, we will hear of wars and rumors of war. Nation will arise against themselves. You will hear about pestilence and diseases. These are signs that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming, for surely the Lord Jesus is coming one day. Whatever side you want to put yourself in, it is better you believe, because it is not just a saying, it is not just a proverb. The Lord Jesus is coming soon and very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.